studies we've undertaken are very exciting and indicate for the first time that diet affects the fluid of the womb, which is really important for development of a baby, as this fluid nurtures the early embryo. Since we know that the environment in which an embryo develops is important for future health, recognizing that it can be altered by diet is of great importance. So what we can't say right now are the exact food items which are important, but it appears that a healthy diet compared to an unhealthy diet changes the makeup of fluid in the womb.
And this is something for women to perhaps, I guess some people might say, was common sense. If you eat healthily, it's going to be better for you, but certainly something to make you sit up and think, isn't it?
Absolutely, because at the moment we don't know if a healthy diet's better than an unhealthy diet, but it's the first time that we've known that your diet actually impacts the nutritional environment, if you like, of the womb or the fluid in the womb.
And at that early stage, I would imagine that the way those nutrients are altered is very important to that tiny little embryo that's developing.
Absolutely. So we know that during this early pre-implantation stage, so the very early stage of embryo development, it can have it's really important and significant effects for development in later life.
So what do you do with this research now? How will you move this on?
So at this stage, we're not trying to give dietary advice or anything like that to women. But what we're trying to do is do further research as required to determine the impact of diet around the time of conception and the environment of the womb and how that and the development of the baby. So basically, we now need more research to look at the effect of diet and different types of diet to find out exactly which is the best diet for a healthy baby.
But as I said earlier, it is also down to common sense, I guess, isn't it? You do want to be eating fairly healthily if you're wanting to have a child.
Absolutely, and that's the advice if anybody's trying to conceive that we would want to give. But we don't know what specific, are there specific food groups in particular that we need to target? That's what we don't know at the moment.